Thank you for joining me for March 2021, the first part of the Amen Spiritual Recovery Newsletter. And I'm going to share with you a parable which speaks to the human condition and its approach to happiness. I think you'll find this informative as well as entertaining. A Sufi master had lost the key to his house and was looking for it on the lawn outside, running his fingers through each blade of grass. His disciples came along and asked the master, "What happened?" "I've lost the key to my house," he said. "Can we help you find it?" they asked. "I'd be delighted," he replied. With that, the disciples got down on their hands and knees and started running their fingers through the grass, too. After some hours, one of them asked, "Master, have you any idea where you might have lost the key?" He answered, "Yes, of course. I lost it in the house." The disciples looked at one another in astonishment. "And why are we looking for it out here?" they exclaimed. The master replied, "Because there is more light here." So we search for happiness outside of ourselves because it's more comfortable, it's more pleasant, there's more light, so to speak. The more light here means the temporary pleasure to our senses and emotional programs installed since childbirth. According to evidence of the development of psychology, from birth, the body-mind unit develops its emotional foundation around its instinctual drives for survival, security, affection, esteem, and power, control. As we grow, we take in the values of our parents, peers, cultures, society, which in turn develops our self-image and our self-worth and our value systems. These, in turn, are what we build our happiness, security, power, control, and self-esteem around. As you can see, these are built on emotional programming. Which can change due to its state of temporary existence. When our emotional program for happiness, security, esteem, etc. are challenged, we become frustrated, which leads to upset emotions. These upset emotions display themselves as grief, apathy, greed, lust, pride, and anger. These human emotions can and will separate us from who we are, divinity having a human experience. It's perfectly normal for us to have these emotions, to witness them and know where they come from. It's another thing to let your emotions have you and become overshadowed and entangled in your emotions. As we turn in, bringing our attention away from the outside temporary forms of happiness and enter into the silence within, everything begins to calm down. How do we turn in? Through prayer, contemplation, reading scriptures, and meditation. In some form or another, all religions have a time of the year to reflect, to go within, to self-examine that which is separating us from divinity. For the Christians, we are currently in that time, and it's Lent. Lent is a time for reflection, time to repent, to change our direction in which we look for happiness. Instead of looking outside, we look within, through prayer, contemplation, scriptures, and meditation. Muslims have Ramadan. Jews have Yom Kippur. Even the 12-step programs have the fourth step, which is to review the harm done to others and ourselves. And these are the very things that keep us from divinity. And the 10th step, which is a daily inventory to help both helpful and to help us review our harms and the things that we did good. Changing the direction of the way we look for happiness does not happen overnight. Just look how long we've been traveling down that road of chasing happiness outside of ourselves. But because we are divinity having a human experience, once we begin to turn in with and basically go down the road of eternal happiness, transformation does happen, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. The change does happen as we become less entangled by our emotions, more entrenched in those tools to help us become who we were meant to be, who are human and divine. Thank you for listening. Only love, Michael John.